Welcome to a series of kosher tidbits, which will examine various aspects of keeping a kosher home. These presentations are based on a series of seminars originally given in Congregation Ahavas Israel in Passaic, New Jersey in early 2011, dedicated to the memory of Mrs. Kathy Cummins, Zichrona Livracha. The OU expresses its appreciation to the Mara D'Asra of this congregation, Aravron Yitzchak Eisenman, for allowing the seminars to be posted on the OU website. In this installment, we will discuss the well-known phenomenon known as DE, as well as the potential kashrus pitfalls with knives. Often, a person will heat up a parv food in a non-parv utensil. For example, macaroni in a dairy pot, or potatoes on a meaty tray. In the rabbinic literature, such a food is called a nat bar nat. If the utensil is dairy, the food is popularly known as DE, for dairy equipment. I imagine that if the utensil were meaty, the food would be called ME. DE and ME foods occupy what one might call a twilight area in Ashkenazi halacha. DE food may not be eaten with meat, and ME food may not be eaten with dairy. On the other hand, one need not wait 6 hours after eating ME food to eat dairy. And one need not wait 6 hours after eating meat to consume a DE food. This is because the absorptions of dairy and meat in a DE or ME food are weakened by the two transfers. The leniencies notwithstanding, an Orthodox rabbi should be consulted in case of what we'll call a mismatch. What are some examples of mismatches in this context? Let's say a DE food was heated up with a meaty food or in a meaty utensil, or vice versa. In many cases, there will be no kashrus problem whatsoever. Indeed, sometimes making a mismatch is outright permissible. But it takes a rabbinic expert to know when the mismatches are acceptable. Often, consumers want to know if they can use the ingredient panel to determine if a food certified dairy is, in actuality, DE. This is an approach fraught with kashrus risks. First of all, not every consumer has the education required to determine an ingredient's status as parv or dairy. Second of all, even if the ingredients are indeed all parv, the product may be certified as dairy because it is processed on equipment that is not cleaned well between dairy and non-dairy. The quality control director in a factory may have decided that the quality of the parv product is not affected by the presence of dairy residue. If one is curious about the DE status of a dairy-certified product, it is imperative to contact the certifying kashrus agency. We now move to the topic of knives. Knives create issues in halacha that other utensils do not. Generally speaking, a cold dairy food and a cold clean meat utensil cannot render each other non-kosher. For example, if a wedge of cold dry cheese is placed on a cold clean meaty plate, both remain kosher. When it comes to knives, however, coldness and cleanliness do not necessarily guarantee the preservation of kashrus. A dava charif, a sharp food, takes on the status of the knife with which it is cut. For example, an onion cut with a dairy knife is treated as a dairy onion. It may not be eaten with meat and might even render a meat utensil non-kosher. This is true for other sharp foods as well. For example, garlic, radishes, pickles, and lemons, to mention only some. An Orthodox rabbi should definitely be consulted if a sharp food is cut with a dairy or meat knife and then is cut or cooked with a utensil of a different type. For example, if one cuts a radish with a dairy knife and then cuts that dairy radish with a meat knife, the radish and the meat knife may have become non-kosher. If that dairy radish was cut with a parv knife, the parv knife may now be dairy. Similarly, if one cuts garlic with a meat knife and then cooks that meaty garlic slice in a parv pot, the pot may now be meaty. And if the pot is dairy, the pot and the garlic may now be non-kosher. Cutting sharp foods is a minefield in halacha. Caution is advised. As we close our discussion of knives, several points must be mentioned. Firstly, there are many appliances that are really nothing more than sophisticated knives. I refer to such utensils and appliances as peelers, grinders, blenders, food processors, and graters. These appliances would be subject to the same halachos as a simple knife. Secondly, the halachos we have just discussed do not apply only to knives. They apply to any utensil used with pressure, such as a spoon used to scoop out a piece from a hard cantaloupe or a fork stuck into a pickle. And finally, if a knife is used without pressure, it is treated no differently than any other utensil, such as a knife being used to spread soft margarine. In our next installment, we will, God willing, discuss some of the products that require no kosher certification and the guidelines for preserving the kashrus of one's kitchen when the housekeeper is a nochris. Thank you for tuning in.